Headline, How Binance's USDT DPEG Cost the Exchange Millions. Published at 3:50 p.m., October 13, 2025. Friday's crash wiped $500 billion off the crypto industry's total market cap. With prices in freefall, traders with leveraged positions suffered over $19 billion in liquidations. During the chaos, sparked by Donald Trump's renewed enthusiasm for threatening China with tariffs, Ethena's synthetic dollar, USDE, appeared to depeg to just 65 cents. On Binance, at least. Read more. Ethena offers 27% on stablecoins, but where is the yield coming from? USDE and its yield-bearing counterpart, SUSDE, prop up vast amounts of leverage, both on centralized exchanges and on-chain protocols. Stablecoin giants Tether and Circle back USDT and USDC one-to-one with real-world assets such as cash and U.S. Treasury bonds. USDE, meanwhile, is collateralized by delta-neutral positions of crypto assets. In response to the volatility and upon request from the community, Ethena reassured users on Saturday that USDE remained over-collateralized, publishing a proof of reserves update outside its regular schedule. In fact, Ethena claims that the underlying positions made money during the crash, further collateralizing USDE. When is a DPEG not a DPEG? When it's only on Binance, USDE was integrated into Binance last month, where holders earn rewards or use it as collateral for margin trading. Binance's reported use of internal spot price data as an oracle for USDE caused a vicious circle. As collateral was sold off, the further USDE price dropped, triggering more liquidations of USDE-backed positions. A statement from Binance recognized the de-pegging of certain Binance Earn products relating to USDE, BNSOL, and WBETH, though it insists that this was a result, rather than a cause, of the market volatility. Binance reimbursed some users liquidated due to holding these assets as collateral to the tune of around $283 million. The statement also points to long-standing limit orders, triggered due to a lack of buy orders, as responsible for the extreme price drops on certain altcoins. Ethena founder Guy Young took to X to highlight the reasons for which a pegged asset may trade off-target. Read more. Avi's proposal to peg Ethena's USDE to USDT raises concerns. Young contrasts the common temporary dislocation in the secondary price with the more serious permanent impairment of the collateral, such as the collapse of UST. He notes that on-chain liquidity pools saw price deviations of less than 30 basis points, which was in line with USDC v USDT on Binance. If collateral were valued using these prices, all but the most highly leveraged positions would have escaped liquidation. In fact, the largest on-chain money market, $40 billion lending giant Aave, actually uses a hard-coded oracle of USD equals USDT. Read more. MakerDAO could back a billion day with Ethena's synthetic dollar. USD Young points out that this is clearly not appropriate in the event there is permanent impairment in the backing for USDE, but protects against minor price discrepancies triggering a liquidation cascade. Elsewhere on-chain, however, the DPEG of WBETH did cause liquidations on BNB Chain's Venus protocol. The lending platform has pledged to reimburse affected users who incurred losses within a 40-minute window on Friday. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.